start with a five-letter word that most of us don't like. Change. C-H-A-N-G-E. It's six. Sorry. Sorry, it's six. We're live, guys. It's a word we don't like to hear because we do get familiar with things. We do like routine if it's a good routine, if it's, you know, healthy for us, makes us happy. We love those routines. If I can sleep in every morning and, you know, I wake up refreshed, I'm happy. But then there's mornings when I need to get up out of bed because I need to be go and exercise or go to work early or whatever's happening. But that's actually healthy for me too. But I don't, if change happens too disruptive, too stressful, too much change, we don't like it. But you know, our God never changes. You may have heard he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that good? Is that not good? It is good because we have something stable to lean upon, someone stable who is there always for us. His love is unconditional. He loves us no matter what. Doesn't put in conditions, I'll only love you if you do this. His love doesn't wane because we don't follow him or don't even love him in return. He loves. He is love. And this God, this God of everything, this majestic God. You know when you go out and walk along the beach? You can be with someone or you can be by yourself, but you see the rolling waves and you hear them crash down on the sand. And then you look up and you see the sky. You might be there at sunset time and you see these beautiful colours, these majestic colours of different, you know, designs of clouds and colours across the sky. Does it not make you think, wow, there must be a God who could have created this? And it's different. It's funny. It's different every day. But you know, there's always going to be a sunset. You know, the sun is always going to come up tomorrow. Because God is the same. But he's creative too. It doesn't mean that he's boring. He's creative. And he gives us delight and joy. He's this majestic God. You know, there was parts in the Bible when life wasn't good, where Jesus was telling his disciples, it's okay, I'm still here. Jesus is about to be led to his death. And before he does, he gets his disciples, his followers, his friends, and they have a meal together. But before they have a meal, he kneels down and washes the disciples' feet like a servant because he came to serve us, to love us, and he wanted to show and demonstrate to his disciples, this is what you need to do. And so he's starting to wash his disciples' feet. And Simon Peter, you know, the leader of his disciples, said, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet. And Jesus said, I need to. So then Peter goes, well, if you're going to wash my feet then, and you have to, wash all of me. But Jesus says something, and he says, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. And we generally think that's, you know, you don't understand why I'm being a servant to you right now, but later when I've died for you and I've risen again and I've brought, you know, the glory of eternal life to all who receive me, you will understand. You will then understand what it means to lay your life down for one's friend, because he calls us friends. But I read it a little bit differently because he says, you do not know now what I am doing. And I sat there going, whoa, Jesus was telling us, I am majestic God. Because it reminded me of when Moses went and saw this burning bush, and he goes over and God's in the bush. And he takes off his sandals because he's standing on holy ground. He's amongst the Lord of Lords, the majestic God. And Moses, I'm sure he suspects, but he goes, who are you? And God replies, I am. So here, Jesus is saying, you do not understand, you do not know now what I am doing. The majestic God is doing this. It's not just a human person called Jesus. The divine God in Jesus, is Jesus, is saying, I am the majestic God of miracles, God of all is doing this. And then I read when Jesus gets arrested and the soldiers come to get him from where he's been praying to his father in the Garden of Gethsemane. It says in John 18, Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, who are you looking for? Because Judas comes into the garden, the soldiers that are with him come into the garden, and Jesus steps forward and says, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus replied, I am he. I am God, divine God. It is I you are looking for. I am he. And you know what happens? It says, when Jesus said to them, I am he, they stepped back and fell to the ground. Because the soldiers, without even believing in Jesus, without even having full knowledge of what maybe Jesus did, because they weren't his followers, when he said, I am he, they fell to the ground. Because when God reveals himself, we cannot stand before him. We would be kneeling before him. We would be prostrate before him. We would be probably hiding, some of us, our heads in shame, because we're standing before a holy God and our lives often aren't holy. God is the great I am. He is the one that is stable and can help us through change that we have to occur, but help us even the disruption of bad change, the disruption of the world, the things that you know, cause us stress and strife. God is the stable, great I am. So I want to encourage you, go to that God. Go to that great I am. Go and ask him to protect you. Go and ask him to heal you. Go and ask him to come into your life. Even if you don't know him, ask. Lord, I don't really know you. I'm like one of the soldiers. I really don't get it, but I need this God who is forever loving. I need this God who is stable and consistent, because right now my life is unstable and inconsistent. So I want to encourage you, go to the great I am. Go to this majestic King. Go to the God who created the oceans, the sunset, the sand, the trees, the animals, man. Go to this creator of all, because he's just waiting for you. He's just waiting for you. This great I am wants to call you his friend. He wants to come and wash your feet and be a servant to all, because he was and he is. He died for all. So I want to encourage you to come to this great I am and start, even if you don't have one, start a relationship with him, for his arms are open wide waiting for you. Let's pray. Loving Father, you ask us to call you friend. You are the great I am. I find that hard to correlate a little bit, the great I am in my friend, but you are a personal God. You are a God who died for us all on the cross. So we come right now to you and ask, please come into our life more. Help us in this time of unrest and change, and bring your stability, bring your love, bring your resurrecting power, bring your forgiveness, bring your healing. Lord, we desire to know you more. We desire to follow you and be your friend. And thank you for serving us and loving us unconditionally. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.